Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know, last year in Kansas City, we had 150 homicides.
About 40% of those cases in Kansas City remain unsolved. Many are considered cold. A heartbreaking reality for dozens of metro families.
This is the worst experience, because it's a part of me.
Each victim has a unique story in life and in death, with friends, family, detectives, and prosecutors all fighting for justice. We are joining the case to get answers.
We're going to do everything we can to find a resolution for them.
Crime Stoppers, how may I help you?
Just one tip could help solve the case. This is Fox 4 Problem Solvers Crime Files, the podcast. I'm Kara Small. February 14th, Valentine's Day, a day dedicated to love. It's guaranteed that flower shops are slammed with orders, restaurants are packed with diners, and no one can seem to get enough chocolate. As most of us celebrated Valentine's Day in 2018, a Kansas City woman also had plans. 18-year-old Vernice Brown had a date that night. She, too, was searching for love and her perfect match. On Valentine's Day, I'm sure Vernice Brown wondered if she had finally met the one. The one she could share her life with and her future with. Instead, Vernice's family believes accepting that Valentine's Day date, the one Vernice hoped would change her life, ultimately ended it. Cass County Sheriff Jeff Weber agrees.
We haven't been able to identify it. And while we would consider that person, whoever it might have been, a person of interest that we would like to talk to, that doesn't mean that would be the suspect in this case. What we do have is her leaving her residence that day willingly to meet an individual described as a white male, approximately 30 years of age, that her family did not know that she had met on social media. We all teach our children to be very careful about people that they meet and talk to, and that would extend to social media. We've never identified that individual. It's a dangerous world we live in.
It's the kind of story you tell your kids in a world where news travels in an instant and everything is just a click away on social media. Know the people you're with. But what happens when you don't? The heartbreaking reality is that Vernice did the same thing thousands of women do every week. She met a guy, agreed to go on a date, and hoped to make a connection. Instead, she never came home. As soon as Vernice's family realized she never returned home near 36th and Bales, they called Kansas City, Missouri police. The department opened a missing persons case into her disappearance, but Vernice's family didn't just sit around and wait for police to find her.
Looking for my baby.
Her mother, Kimberly Travis, hit the streets.
Met it once again, passing out these flyers for Vernice.
This is the worst experience. Because it's a part of me. My eating habit is changed significantly. I'm not sleeping well.
It's hard. It's hard not to hear somebody's voice or talk to them or anything. Like, not to know that you are okay.
Kimberly and the rest of Vernice's friends and family joined the effort to find her. They launched a Facebook page and walked door to door to pass out hundreds of flyers, begging for any ounce of information they could get. They got nothing. It was like Vernice just vanished. In her heart, Vernice's mom said she knew something terrible had happened to her daughter. In reality, everyone who knew Vernice just waited. They waited for February to turn into March, and March to fade into April. The weather became warmer, people started spending more time outside, and still, the search for Vernice continued. On April 28, 2018, the heartbreaking news came. Someone out looking for mushrooms found a body in the middle of nowhere in Cass County. Technically, the property is listed in Peculiar, but it's farm country. Homes and property are separated by miles of fields. It's also miles away from Vernice's home in Kansas City, Missouri. It would take nearly an hour for someone to drive from her home to where her body was found. Sheriff Weber says that's all a part of the mystery they're trying to solve.
Where we located the victim is not a well-traveled road. And I don't want to say it's really remote, but you almost have to be looking for that road to drive down it. Someone knew where they were at, and that makes us believe that they were familiar with the area. We've got no tie on Vernice Brown back to that area. There would have been no reason that her family could have given us that she would have been in that area.
That's all investigators have really said about Vernice's homicide. Deputies haven't said if they think she was killed in a different area and then moved and left for a stranger to find her. They obviously don't want to tip their hand in the investigation. We do know that Vernice's family told Sheriff Weber they didn't think she was overly concerned about something in her life.
There were no red flags that went out ahead of time. There were no threats, nothing like that.
Another issue for investigators is the lack of physical evidence in the case. Dozens of officers, deputies, and cadets spent hours searching the remote area where her body was found. It didn't help that her remains weren't found for 2 months, and there were multiple agencies investigating, Kansas City, Missouri police in her disappearance, and the Cass County Sheriff's Office in her death. The Sheriff's Office eventually took the lead on the case.
It does make it difficult. It's not like there were a lot of clues or tips or physical evidence that we had to work with from that point. The amount of evidence that the Kansas City Police Department dealt with on the missing persons and the Sheriff's Office had to deal with at the time was very, very limited. And fortunately for us, we have a lot of good intel. A lot of agencies share information. There's a lot of data available now with the age of the internet and the such.
But so far, none of that information is leading deputies to Vernice's killer. They know the person that may hold the key to this entire investigation is a man who may be more than a decade older than Vernice. The guy is in his 30s. That's the man she met on social media and agreed to go out on a date with that Valentine's Day. If they can't find that man, they know it's got to be someone who happened to catch a glimpse of something. So think about what you were doing on Valentine's Day 2018. Where did you go? Who did you see? Do you think it could be an 18-year-old woman out with a guy in his 30s? Or did you happen to drive down 7 Highway near Peculiar that evening and see something strange? Investigators want to hear from you. It doesn't matter how strange or small your piece of information seems. It may end up being the tip that solves this case.
We're looking for anyone that may have anything. They drove by in that time frame. And maybe it wasn't suspicious then, but it, you know, standing out now, they think about it. Anything that we can get that might help us, you know, get some resolution on this case. You know, we want to bring the person or persons responsible for this to justice. And that is one of the steps that the family needs in their healing process. And talking to families, you know, that have lost a child or not known what happened to their child, that pain never goes away. So we feel that. We're all human. We have kids. And we want not only what's best for our community, but for that family as well. And we're going to do everything we can to find a resolution for them.
That resolution may come with something as easy as you picking up the telephone and calling the TIPS hotline.
Crime Stoppers, how may I help you?
At 816-474-TIPS. Email your tip to kccrimestoppers.com or send your tip through the Crime Stoppers app. You can download it at p3tips.com. There is a $10,000 reward in this case. You can find other episodes of Crime Files on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, as well as Fox4KC.com. Just search Crime Files. For Fox 4 Crime Files, I'm Kara Small.